Numbers chapter 18. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You, your sons, and your tribe will bear responsibility for offenses against the sanctuary, but you and your sons will bear responsibility for offenses against your priesthood. Bring your brothers to the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father with you, that they may assist you and minister to you while you and your sons are in front of the tent of the testimony. They are responsible to perform duties for you and for the whole tent, but they are not to go near the utensils of the sanctuary or the altar, or both you and they will die. They must assist you and be responsible for the tent of meeting, for all the service of the tent. No unauthorized person is to come near where you are. You are responsible for the care of the sanctuary and the altar, so that wrath will never again come on the Israelites. I myself have chosen your brothers, the Levites, from among the Israelites. They are given to you as a gift from the Lord, to do the service of the tent of meeting. But you and your sons with you are responsible for your priestly duties, for everything involving the altar and behind the inner curtain, and you will serve. I give you the service of the priesthood as a gift. Any unauthorized person who comes near must be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, "Look, I have put you in charge of my offerings. I have given all the holy things of the Israelites to you and your sons as the priestly portion forever. This shall be yours from the most holy things reserved from the fire. All their offerings, whether every grain offering, sin offering, or guilt offering that they shall render to me, will be most holy for you and your sons. You are to eat it as a most holy thing. Every male may eat it. It will be holy to you. This also is yours, the wave offering of their gift, all the wave offerings of the Israelites. I have given them to you, your sons and daughters with you, as a portion forever. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. All the best of the olive oil, and all the best of the wine and grain, the first fruits of these that they give to the Lord, I have given them to you. The first ripe fruits of all that is in their land, which they bring to the Lord, will be yours. Everyone who is clean in your household may eat it. Everything devoted in Israel will be yours. Everything that opens the womb of all flesh, which they offer to the Lord, whether human or animal, will be yours. All the firstborn sons you must redeem, and the firstborn of unclean animals you must redeem. Those that are to be redeemed, that are a month old, you must redeem, according to your estimation, for 5 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, that is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn cow, sheep, or goat, you must not redeem. They are holy. You must sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat for an offering made by fire for a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Their meat will be yours, just as the breast and the right thigh that are waved high. It will be yours. All the holy offerings that the Israelites offer to the Lord I have given to you, your sons and daughters, as your portion forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord, for you and your descendants." Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You will not have an inheritance in their land, nor will you have any portion of property among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the Israelites. To the Levites I have given all the tithes in Israel for an inheritance, in return for their service they perform, the service of the tent of meeting. From now on the Israelites may not come near the tent of meeting, or they bear their guilt and die. But the Levites will perform the service of the tent of meeting, and they will be held responsible for any violation against it. It will be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the Israelites they will have no land inheritance. For I have given to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes of the Israelites, that they present as an offering to the Lord. Therefore I said to them, among the Israelites they will have no land inheritance." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "You are to speak to the Levites and tell them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe that I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you must present a contribution to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe. Your offering will be reckoned to you as though it were grain from the threshing floor, or as juice from the winepress. You must also present an offering to the Lord for all the tithes you receive from the Israelites. You must give the Lord's offering from it to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts, you must present every offering due to the Lord. From all the best of it is the part to be consecrated from it. Therefore, you will say to them, when you offer the best of it, then the rest of it will be counted for the Levites as produce of the threshing floor or the winepress. You and your household may eat it anywhere, for it is your wages in return for your service in the tent of meeting. You will bear no sin concerning it when you have offered up the best of it, but you must not profane the holy things of the Israelites, or you will die.